It's the Full Force News Burst Extra, brought to you by GeneralsJoe'sReborn.com, with me, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. Brandon Jerwer talks about the upcoming Snake Eyes video game from Atomic Arcade. So far, we've had Studio GM Ames Kirshen, Art Director Josh Nitze, and now Senior Narrative Designer Brandon Jerwer talking about the upcoming AAA Snake Eyes video game in an interview on the company's website. Brandon discussed his professional background in writing and in games in the interview and briefly covered the game itself. Not too many spoilers were given away, but when asked about his inspiration for the story in the game, he had this to say. There was a story in place when I got here. It's evolved in many ways, but it was a strong foundation to start with. When Ames, G.I. Joe's Snake Eyes creative director, explained it the first time, I thought he was pranking me. There were more than a few ideas and characters that came from my writing in the comics. It was really validating and a very pleasant surprise, because I wasn't expecting that at all. But what I really loved was how they imagined a version of G.I. Joe that embraces so many different aspects of the brand, not just my stuff, not just one particular comic or movie or cartoon. Everything is fair game for inspiration. I think the fans who really know the franchise are going to be shocked when they see all of the toys we're playing with here, but don't worry, they'll still be the characters that you know and love. As well as delving into his love for the comics and Larry Hama, Brandon also discussed some of the things he is most excited about in the game. My favourite thing about this game is our shared and openly stated commitment to making a great piece of G.I. Joe media. I don't think I have to convince anyone that I'm a true believer in G.I. Joe, but I'll happily vouch for every person working on this project. We're not just trying to make a good game, we're trying to make the most exciting and fully realised embodiment of G.I. Joe that the world has ever seen. All very positive stuff, and like I have said before regarding these interviews, they're all saying the right things. I'm very excited to hear anything about the game, but I desperately want to know more details about the story, gameplay, and at the very least see some artwork for the project. It still feels a ways off right now, but we will report on any stories that emerge from the game, and we will be trying to get some of the people behind it on the show closer to release for an interview. I will reiterate that a lot is being said in these interviews that make me very positive for a really decent G.I. Joe game, but it's not like all this hasn't been said before in other G.I. Joe media promo build-ups. I will be happier when I see actual images and gameplay, but I think we will be waiting a little longer for that. The game development proper started in January of 2022, so we do at least have over a year of progress, but these projects can take up to 4 or 5 years to ensure you have a top-level product. I doubt they will be dragging this one out for that long, so hopefully we can level up with this next game, yeah? Anyway, what do you guys think? Excited for the game? Are these interviews getting you pumped? What characters do you think we will see, and why is it Armadillo? Let me know in the comments below. Okay team, lots more content to come, so keep it locked, stay fresh cheese bags, and as always, full force. That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst Extra. Thank you for watching, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe. See you next time, and as always, full force. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos, and as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce, and if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast, or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.